I, replied Cardenio, am that unlucky man Lucinda called her husband. I am none other than Cardenio, reduced to this desperate, ill-clad, incoherent state by the very hand that brought you to your current straits. Yes, Dorotea, I was present at the scene of Fernando's crime, and yes, I couldn't bear to see what happened after my Lucinda fainted, and I rushed headlong from her home. But if your tale be true, as I believe it is, perhaps heaven has reserved a happier ending for us both than we dared hope. For if Lucinda cannot marry Don Fernando, since she is mine, nor Don Fernando marry her, since he is yours, then we may yet believe that each will be restored to rightful each, since all four of us are still alive. Dorotea was so overwhelmed by Cardenio's speech that she tried to kiss his feet in gratitude, but Cardenio would not allow her. The priest spoke for both of them, seconding Cardenio's hopes, but urging the two of them to accompany him to his village, where he would outfit them with everything they might require. Once there, they could decide whether to go looking for Fernando or return Dorotea to her parents. Cardenio and Dorotea thanked him and agreed to go along.